I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, March 17th. Quincy City Councilors would like to know if there's any way to reduce the cost of the $120 million proposed new public safety headquarters. During discussion at this week's council meeting, officials said they generally support the idea of replacing the current police station on C Street with that new complex, but they want more information about the cost estimates provided by the designer. The council has already approved $32.5 million to purchase the properties needed for the new station, and the mayor is seeking an additional $120 million to begin construction this August with a plan for occupancy in 2023. New locations are still needed for Father Bill's homeless shelter and the Quincy Animal Shelter. The council left the request in the Finance Committee for further discussion. Councilors also this week placed a request for $23 million to begin building a new home for Quincy College into the Finance Committee for further review. Improvements are underway at the intersection of Adams Street and Newport Avenue in Quincy. Officials say the work will include new sidewalk ramps, pedestrian signals that are audible for the blind, new cameras, historical-looking lighting to complement the nearby Adams National Historical Park. Underground infrastructure will also be updated. Funding for the project was approved by the City Council as part of the city's capital improvement plan. Daigle Electrical Contractors of Wilmington won the contract to do that job. Federal environmental officials have fined the J. Cashman Company of Quincy $185,000 for illegally dumping dredged materials in Rhode Island. The EPA says on four separate occasions, Cashman dumped the materials dredged from New Bedford Harbor in the wrong location at the Rhode Island Sound disposal site. In one case, the material was dumped 2.5 miles outside the authorized disposal site. And on three occasions, material was dumped in the wrong location inside the site. Officials say electronic monitoring devices on Cashman's ships verified the illegal dumping and that the company cooperated with the investigation. A worker was injured in a restaurant fire in Quincy yesterday. Blaze broke out in the kitchen of the Taipei Cuisine restaurant on Billings Road in Norfolk Downs just before 11 a.m. Officials say the worker suffered burns to his hands and face, was taken by ambulance to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Everyone else escaped safely. Fire started in the kitchen and spread to the ceiling. The cause is still under investigation. Massachusetts Appeals Court, citing improper conduct by the prosecution, has granted a new trial to a man convicted of killing another man in an unprovoked attack at a Quincy bar. Paul Fahey was convicted of second-degree murder in 2017 for allegedly punching and stomping on the head of Keith Boudreau in the now-closed Home Ice Sports Bar in March of 2015. The 42-year-old Boudreau died days later at the hospital. The court, in its decision Monday, called the prosecutor's missteps pervasive and, in many instances, egregious. The prosecutor called Fahey a bully 13 times during closing arguments. The court said it is improper for a prosecutor to use insulting names designed to evoke an emotional rather than a rational response from jurors. Fahey's lawyer, Barbara Monroe, praised the decision. Norfolk County District Attorney Mike Morrissey says his office will retry that case. Quincy College President Richard DeCristofaro announcing that enrollment is now open for an innovative workforce training and certificate program specifically targeting Quincy residents who lost their jobs due to the pandemic. In partnership with Mayor Thomas Koch, the college has been awarded a total of $430,350 from the city's Community Development Block Grant Funds. DeCristofaro, Koch, and their staffs worked together to identify local employment needs and develop a plan to address them in partnership with Quincy College. The mayor discussed the program during his recent State of the City address as part of a broader emphasis on securing the college's future. The award will be used to support 120 Quincy residents who've lost their jobs due to COVID-19. by providing access to workforce training or a certificates program at Quincy College. Program graduates will be placed in 24 full-time and 20 part-time positions. A portion of Glover Avenue in North Quincy will be renamed in memory of Father Cornelius Heary of the Sacred Heart Church. City Council this week voted to approve that name change requested by Mayor Thomas Koch. Koch said he made the proposal to honor a man who committed his life to making Quincy a better place. Father Heary died in 1996. Well over 1,000 people attended his funeral. Councilor at large Ann Mahoney voted against the street renaming. Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci had initially objected to the proposal, but voted in favor of the renaming this week. There were 26 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday. There are 197 active cases. City's positivity rate, 2.5%. City is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map. There have been 150 deaths. Governor Baker and his team will release the schedule for all remaining groups in Massachusetts' vaccine plan today. Baker will be visiting the Shaw's Center COVID-19 vaccination site in Brockton. Two other New England states have already made announcements regarding their vaccine rollouts. Every Connecticut resident 16 and older will be eligible to be vaccinated starting April 5th. Vermont is aiming to make all of its residents 16 and older eligible by the end of April. The announcement from Baker's office comes after it was announced that more doses of COVID-19 vaccines were being shipped to Massachusetts this week than previously expected. State officials also announcing the state's first known case of the Brazil variant of COVID-19. According to the Department of Public Health, a woman in her 30s in Barnstable County tested positive for COVID-19 in late February. Subsequent genetic sequencing found that she has the P1 variant of the virus, which was first discovered in Brazil last December. Researchers are still learning about that variant, which has fueled a record-breaking surge in cases and deaths there since its discovery. The Bay State getting 170,000 first doses of COVID vaccine this week. That includes 8,000 unexpected doses from Johnson & Johnson. A spokesperson for the COVID Command Center says they weren't expecting the extra J&J shots because the federal government said the next state allocation would come at the end of March. The 170,000 doses does not include vaccines sent to places like CVS under the Federal Retail Pharmacy Program. Beth Israel, Deaconess Medical Center Boston, was part of the team that developed the Johnson & Johnson single-dose COVID-19 vaccine. Governor Baker signing into law a bill that extends mail-in and early voting options through the end of June. The options were originally approved last year as part of the state's effort to make voting easier and safer during the pandemic. The vote-by-mail provision was previously set to expire at the end of the month. Extending the voting options would help cities and towns holding municipal elections in the spring. The Democratic-controlled House and Senate approved the bill last week, shipped it to the governor for his signature. Some Republican lawmakers have raised concern about extending the voting options before first conducting an analysis of how the options worked last year to identify any strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, or threats. A 66-year-old Plymouth man died while hiking in a mountain in Benton, New Hampshire, in what authorities say were blizzard conditions. New Hampshire Fish and Game says that Roy Sanford's family called state police Sunday night when he didn't return home for dinner in what was supposed to be a day-long hike. After Sanford's car was found at the trailhead, state conservation officers began a search up of Glen Cliff Trail, the route Sanford had planned to take up the mountain. They were turned back by the weather. Monday, the search resumed, and Sanford's body was discovered at about 3:40 in the afternoon. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was down 127 points. The NASDAQ rose 11. The S&P fell 6. Asian stocks fell. The dollar rose. The euro was up. Oil at $65 a barrel. Sports. The Jazz beat the Celtics 117-109. Boston plays the Cavaliers tonight at 8 p.m. Bruins beat the Penguins 2-1. National Weather Service forecast today, partly sunny. High 51, cloudy tonight, low of 39. Tomorrow, some showers in the afternoon, high 54. And look out for some snow on Friday. Could be a couple of inches by noon. Friday's highs only in the mid-30s. Sunny and not as cold on Saturday at the high 42. For the boater today, waves about a foot. Southwesterly winds at a high tide right after 3 o'clock this afternoon. Sun rose at 6:51, sets at 6:53. A traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open today at 1 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update here on AM Quincy for Wednesday, March 17th.